It's that time of year when kids line up to sit on Santa's lap for a picture, but last Friday they were lining up to get a picture with him underwater. Producer Katie Cook went to see what it was all about. How is it possible to get a picture with Santa underwater, Katie?
Well, scuba diving makes it possible.
Mm.
Capital City Scuba in Old Town hosts this event every year where they take over the pool at Mason High School. And anybody over the age of 8 who wants to learn how can learn how to scuba. And then they dive down and they swim over to Santa and get a picture with him underwater.
Santa wearing flippers kind of changes my perceptions of the guy.
Yeah, I can honestly say I've never heard of anything quite like this.
Did a lot of people do it?
Yes, there was a big turnout, a bunch of kids. I became friends with several 8 to 10-year-olds.
So did you scuba dive and get your picture taken too?
You'll have to listen and find out if I was brave enough.
I wasn't quite sure what to expect when I showed up at the Mason High School pool. I knew Santa would be there, and he'd be scuba diving. The whole concept was one of the funniest ideas I'd ever heard.
It was somebody else's idea, but I picked up on it, and I brought it back to Lansing and decided that we would do it here.
That's John Eisler, the owner and one of the instructors at Capital City Scuba in Old Town.
So how does it work?
We get in, the people in the water, and a lot of them have never been scuba diving before, so we teach them, you know, how to breathe off the regulator and make sure their masks don't leak and stuff. And then we send them over to Santa to get pictures taken with Santa, and they get opportunity to swim around for just a little bit and just get an idea of what it is to breathe underneath the water.
You don't have to be scuba certified to participate. Anyone over the age of 8 can be taught how to do it, and the younger kids can snorkel.
Tell me about Steve over here. Why did you choose him to be Santa?
Because he's jolly and he wanted to do it. So. And I didn't want to, so that's how I chose Steve. I didn't want to really be Santa, and he seemed willing to do it, and he does a fantastic job. So we're really excited that he does it for us every year.
I already had a great beard.
You already had a great beard?
Great gray beard.
Oh, gray beard.
That's Steve Pfeiffer, also known as Santa. He's an instructor at Capital City Scuba.
You said you grow your beard out for this normally?
Normally, I did last few years. I grew it out, had the color extracted out of it, and bleached white. The only problem is each time you get in a pool, the chlorine or bromine or whatever's in there turned to orange and yellow, so we decided to go back to a fake beard. So when you got the pictures, it actually looked like a Santa Claus beard versus something orange Santa Claus.
While Santa went to get his scuba suit on, I met some of his elves, Connie and Glenn.
We're the elves that are taking the pictures with Santa.
Santa's helpers.
Yes, we're Santa's helpers.
Have you done this before?
Yes, I have. Glenn has
not.
Skin
broke in on this, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How do you feel about it?
I don't feel so good about this elf suit, but it's going to be fun.
I think it looks good.
Yeah, we're going to look good.
I also met some kids who were waiting to meet Santa. Lawson and Xavier are brothers. They're 8 and 10 years old.
Have you guys been scuba diving with Santa before?
No.
How are you feeling right now?
Excited too.
Why did you want to come here and get your picture taken underwater with Santa?
I felt like it would be super, super fun hanging out with Santa in the water, scuba diving. It's my first time scuba diving too.
I'm going to talk to you after you do it. I'm going to ask you how it was, okay?
Okay.
I have a question though. If you go underwater and you take your picture with Santa, how are you going to tell him what you want for Christmas?
I don't know.
How's he going to know?
Maybe he could read our minds.
If Santa could read John Eisler's mind, he would know that what John wants is for this event to raise a lot of money for a cause he cares about.
This is a charity event to raise money for dive pirates, which helps in the training for people with disabilities, physical disabilities. It's a nonprofit organization formed by a couple ladies in Texas, and we happen to be a chapter of it. And it was originally started for a lot of the wounded warriors that came back, but they opened it up to everybody. So we've had people that just had been in different accidents or stuff or at birth issues, and we've been able to teach them scuba through this. And they help pay for their training because it's a volunteer organization. We volunteer the training, and they are supplied with equipment and then a chance to travel someplace and share in the booty of the dive pirate thing of actually being able to dive in the Caribbean.
It's not just kids who have fun at this event. Mary Kay Gavitt is the Community Education and Aquatics Director for Mason Public Schools. She told me why she looks forward to it every year.
It's great fun. It goes to a great cause. You know, we're absolutely pleased that they're willing to come to our pool and do this.
So are you going to get your picture taken underwater with Santa?
Well, of course. Who has a picture underneath water? Anyone can go to the mall and get a picture. I'm going underwater to get a picture.
You going to send it to friends and family for the holidays?
Absolutely. It will be on all my family's coffee mugs. I usually send them my coffee mugs with a picture of me on it. This year it'll be with Santa. And it will be on Facebook, of course.
When Lawson and Xavier, the brothers from earlier, got out of the pool, they told me how it was.
Oh, look at you.
How was it, Lawson?
Awesome.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
You're not cold at all, are you?
Freezing.
So what was your favorite part about it?
Seeing Santa swimming over here.
Was it scary at all?
Kind of.
Which part was scary?
Putting our stuff on.
What did you think, Xavier?
It was awesome.
What was the coolest part about it?
When I could breathe underwater with the stuff on, with all the stuff on.
Was it hard to do?
No, it was really easy.
Was the water really warm?
Sort of.
How do you feel right now?
A little chilly.
So are you guys going to come back next year and do this again?
Yes, yes.
So by then I was convinced that I really wanted to scuba dive with Santa too.
I wanna meet Santa, boys, a real Santa. I wanna meet Santa.
I'm at Mason High School. I'm here for the Capital City Scuba event, where you scuba dive in a pool and get your picture taken with Santa. I'm in the pool with my scuba gear. We're about to get our oxygen tanks on. Okay, we're in the water. I'm in the water with my friend Cantra. Come here, Cantra. How are you feeling?
Good.
How are you feeling about meeting Santa?
Really fun. I think it's going to be a great thing and a really good adventure.
A really good adventure?
Yeah.
Your teeth are chattering. Are you cold?
Yeah. Really cold.
Okay, here we go. He's going to teach us how to do this.
He's just helping Santa Claus.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to breathe underneath the water today. How's that sound? Pretty exciting? I think it sounds cool. All right, so you're going to reach to your right here, and you're going to find a hose right here. And on the end of that hose is a regulator, okay? And that's going to make it so you can breathe underneath the water.
Helping Santa Claus. A real Santa.
And the mouthpiece on it's just about like your snorkel. So you gotta put it in your mouth. So everybody go ahead and put it in their mouth right now. And put the mask back on their face, okay? So and you're gonna take three or four breaths down.
Santa, he wants to meet old Santa Claus.
Alright, now what we're gonna do is we're just gonna take our feet and we're gonna put our face in the water. And we're going to breathe in the water for the first time in your life, okay?
And he shook like a leaf, he's only...
How's that for everybody? Can they breathe in the water?
Yeah.
Sweet, huh? Yeah, that's a cool thing, isn't it?
Is that really Santa Maria?
Okay, now Mr. Kip's going to watch you, and you're going to swim down to see Santa, okay?
Thinks that Santa Claus, I picked him up and put him on...
We swam down to Santa, got our pictures taken, and then came back. They told us we could pick up our pictures the next day.
Okay, I did it. I went scuba diving with Santa.
You're not naughty Santa.
The kids were right. It was awesome, and it was a really good adventure.
He's just helping Santa Claus.
For Current State, I'm Katie Cook.